officially welcome everyone to Momentum Mastery Monthly. This is August, is it August 2010? And this is our success call. And our topic for today is all about toleration. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I thought what we would check in first is just to open up the lines. What are two ways that you've identified that you resist, and how might you have been relaxing that resistance over the last few weeks since our last call? Who would be game to share?
Mary, this is Gary. I'll jump in there.
Okay, fantastic.
I think just, and we talked about it a little bit the other week, is just simply awareness. In, I guess, like even social interactions, you know, sometimes it's easy to sort of get caught up in that language between, you know, people in terms of the emotions and the body language, and it sort of becomes like a vicious circle. And for me, it's simply just becoming aware to it and just sort of letting it go. Smiling and, you know, a lot of eye contact and just simply being, you know, being yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so you're noticing resistance arising sometimes in just social situations of really being fully connected, and that by bringing awareness to that, it's sort of melting that resistance. And I know for sure one thing that has helped me huge is when you put your attention so over there with the other person, it has a way of kind of melting that resistance as well.
Exactly. And I think I don't know if it's intuitive or anti-intuitive, it's just like it would be the thing you would not want to do, but it's actually the thing that works the best.
Yeah, isn't that true? Absolutely, whether it's about feeling our feelings, you know, when we have an emotion that we're resisting, the way through it is through it, you know, feeling into it seems counterintuitive. You're absolutely right. Yeah, if we're resisting people. Let's just focus even more on them. Funny thing about resistance, isn't it? Great. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure.
And who else? Anyone else have an observation about how resistance has shown up in your life and what you're doing with that?
Well, Mary, this is Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
And like I said, I just drove home from Scottsdale. It was a couple of hours in the car. And I found myself confused. And as I was, like, exploring being confused, I realized what I was resisting was peace. I didn't really look at it from the perspective of resistance. I was kind of looking at it from another perspective, and I was practicing kind of looking at, you know, noticing, you know, who or what was aware that I was confused.
Yep.
And when I relaxed back into that, I would come into this place of peace. And then it just occurred to me, oh, when I'm confused, I'm actually resisting peace, which is really high on my list, you know. So it opened a whole energy for me in all that last 20 minutes of my drive after I saw that.
Wow, nice. Nice. Love that. And, you know, there is probably an element of resisting peace to almost any form of resistance, right? You know, which is so interesting, of course, that, you know, it's probably in those moments when we're most craving it, yet we're simultaneously pushing it away.
Yeah.
Very nice. And confusion, it seems, you know, I guess it depends on what you were, you want to share more about what you were confused about?
On a very simple level, I had a very simple decision to make. Should I leave the spa and come home in time for this call, or should I stay in the spa and do the call down there and drive home later tonight? And I could not make up my mind, and I'm usually quite decisive. And I just kind of had this moment where I thought, okay, I'll just get in the car. And then I was kind of indulging in, oh my God, I'm so confused. I don't know how to make decisions. Something happened. I think I left my brain in California. That's kind of the conversation that was going on. And then, you know, fortunately I remembered, you know, what you taught all of us over the weekend to look at, you know, to relax into what was noticing. And I could have been, you know, resisting clarity or decisiveness or all sorts of stuff. But I actually think it was a way to to resist peace. I don't know, maybe I had so much peace over the weekend, I hit my limit and I felt like I had to have some drama or something. I don't know.
Right, right. Well, and certainly that's something to notice and pay attention to about the ebbs and flows of excitement and drama versus times of peace. Interesting.
Yeah.
Really nice. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great.
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Sorry, did you want to?
Yeah, let's hear one more, and then we're going to jump into conversation with tolerations. But yeah, let's hear.
Have you ever gone for a walk, and you're walking down the street or a path, and you come across people, and you look at them, and you go, "No, this person doesn't look friendly."
I would say probably at some time or another I have done that, yes.
Yeah. And what I have found is, and it's not just a walk, it's anywhere really. And what I've noticed is that if I put myself in a state where, the state that I want the other person to be in.
Yeah.
And just say hello with a smile, they will look at me and smile and say hello back, and their face will change completely. They will go from looking very unfriendly to looking so friendly that you can't believe that this actually came from the same person.
Right. Yeah.
It's an amazing transformation, and it just takes a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to believe that, and some people will just, you know, if they don't want, they don't want. That's fine.
Right, right. But when you bring a certain amount of openness, then it is amazing that some of the gruffest, seemingly gruffest people will completely transform.
Indeed.
So good. So interesting to notice there's sort of a resistance to somebody's friendliness, but then nice that you sort of leaned into it and kind of brought your own energy into it and noticed something else back.
Exactly.
Really nice. Good. Nothing excites me more than knowing that people are putting into practice what we've been talking about here in our Momentum Mastery call. So nice, nice, nice. Well, let's do this. And this coming topic of tolerations is going to be one of those where if there's only one principle lesson that comes out of Momentum Mastery that you put into work, this one concept around tolerations, your year, your month will be completely transformed. As we've led the Success and Inner Peace Boot Camp for years, and even working with one-on-one clients, bringing this idea of identifying tolerations and then clearing them is one of the most transformative exercises out there. So let's just jump right into that, and I'm going to talk a little bit about tolerations, and then we're going to kind of open up the lines and hear examples from you, examples of tolerations that you're going to commit to clearing over the coming week. So, and of course, opportunity to ask questions and so forth. So some of you may be going, well, what in the heck is a toleration? Although you might be able to figure out somewhat what a toleration is, but it is simply defined as those pesky little things that serve as energy drains. It can be the button that's off of your favorite blouse that you can't wear. It's a toleration that, you know, you can't wear your favorite blouse. Or a toleration could be, gosh, I've been meaning to get the oil changed in my car, and I haven't done it. And every time you think about it, it captures your attention. It could be clutter in a drawer, in a closet, that every time you look at it, it sort of zaps a little bit of energy when you walk by it, when you notice it. It could be a light bulb that needs to be changed. Another, actually, a recent toleration to me, I'm looking right out my window, was hanging. First, it was getting a hummingbird feeder, and then it was filling the hummingbird feeder because every time those little hummingbirds would come, and I've got red chairs out on my back patio, and so I'd see the little hummingbirds looking for some food, and of course, you know, for a while I didn't even have a hummingbird feeder, and then I finally got it, but then was too busy to get it hung up. So now it is actually officially hung it up on Sunday night, and my little hummingbirds are loving it. But that was, you know, that's an example of another potential energy drain. And it can be, well, it can come in a variety of forms. We're going to talk about kind of the categories and different examples of tolerations. And so let's go through that. There's actually eight big categories of tolerations. And as we're doing this together, you may pull out a sheet of paper, and as I start naming things, you can see which of these apply in your own life. So the first category of tolerations is clutter, right? So this would be closets, drawers, could be a refrigerator that's maybe needs to be cleaned out, or, you know, if you've got spills or something, could be clutter in the car or a garage, right? So any place where clutter accumulates, maybe, looks like I have a nice little pile on my desk. Yeah, that would be considered a toleration. So that's the first category. So really think, you know, where does clutter exist? And just start, you know, naming it one by one by one. And by the way, as you're naming them, I wouldn't name clutter as just one big catch-all. Get specific. I literally get down by the drawer. So if I've got, and I've recently moved, and the one, I got relatively organized, but not so much on all my drawers. So I really need to go back through. And it would be, okay, so I've got four drawers in this one black file cabinet. Each one of those is a toleration. And I name each one because it's a whole lot easier than, okay, just clear out the whole file cabinet. Well, then that might be insurmountable, and I might not ever get around to it. So break it down. So number two is any unfinished projects or tasks. Any unfinished projects or tasks. So could be, you know, photos that you want to get put into a photo album, or thank you notes getting sent, or maybe there's an article that you've been meaning to write, or you need to go, you know, shopping for somebody's birthday. One of our good friends' mothers just passed away, so you know, getting a card sent out to her right away, and you know, until that's handled, there's sort of a little nagging kind of annoyance that, you know, it's not handled, it's not done yet. So any kind of unfinished project or task. Third category, here's another big one. Things that need to be fixed, right? So, oh gosh, I'm looking at this example. The waistband on certain sweats. So since I work from home, I basically live in sweats. And the one thing I notice that wears out the most are the waistbands. And it starts to fray, and then it becomes a toleration until I can go visit my my stepmom, who's really handy with the sewing machine, and or take it over to a tailor and get it fixed, or throw out the pair of sweatpants and just get a brand new pair, right? Of course, we grow attached to some of our favorite sweats. Other things that need to be fixed could be, you know, a hole in a you know, the side of a blouse or something that needs to be sewn up. Could be a pair of shoes that need to be polished, or a button sewed on your favorite shirt. Oh, well, we've got all kinds of things that need to be fixed. I'm thinking here in the house, putting a new shower head in the shower, assembling a towel drying rack, right? So those are kind of things that need to be fixed. So you can kind of do a scan in your household, inside and out, anything that needs to be fixed. Then there's number four, fourth category of tolerations, is maintenance items. Oh, yes, lovely maintenance items. So this is where changing the oil in the car, getting your teeth cleaned, or making that appointment to get your teeth cleaned or your hair cut, the light bulb replaced, getting clothes off to the dry cleaner, getting the car washed. Ooh, I need to do that one. Mm-hmm. Getting the battery replaced in a phone or a clock, right? That can happen. So anything maintenance oriented, vacuuming the house, Boy, I'm going to start to get too revealing. My list is expanding as we speak. All right, so maintenance items. So kind of scan through anything there. An air conditioner that needs to be fixed or, a table that needs to be dusted, anything like that. Then we have next category, fifth category of tolerations. This is what I would call comfort items, right? And this may or may not apply to your particular situation. A good example of this could be, let's say, temperature in an office. When I was living up north in Los Gatos, the heating wasn't very good in the little office that I was working in. You know, so the coldness in the office was a toleration. And, you know, I finally, it was probably after leading one of these classes that I went and got myself a little space heater so I could be warm and comfortable, right? Of course, it's summer now, so maybe the toleration is more to do with heat where you are. So, you know, do you need to get a fan? Do you need to dress cooler so that you're more comfortable during the day? Right? You know, is the chair that you're working out of, is that comfortable? Do you have kind of it might be a matter of, you know, is there anything that you need in your work environment that would make you more comfortable? Right? So really think just in terms of, you know, what affects your comfort? So let's go to the next category, and that is relationships. Okay, so this could be another whole big category. This might be a toleration if there's somebody that you're around regularly that swears, and that's not something you enjoy, right? Or gossip, sarcasm, right? Those could be tolerations. Maybe being with somebody where you're not connecting as deeply as you want. I remember a girlfriend when I lived up north who wasn't as immersed in the personal growth world, and one of the tolerations was that we couldn't really have deep conversations. It just always felt that they were at the surface, and you know, I really was craving going deeper, and so that was a toleration. And I will say that ultimately we're going to address all these tolerations, and I did that. I ended up having a one-on-one conversation with her and just shared with her more about, you know, what I really wanted and what kind of conversations just really lit me up and you know, how I really love sharing that part of depth and intimacy in a friendship with a girlfriend. And what was so cool is after having that conversation, she would end up being the one that then would come up with a really powerful question or inquiry when we'd get together. And you know, then I was finding her being the one that actually was initiating the conversation. So the good news is every toleration can be addressed. And we'll talk about that. So there could be other ones, someone leaving socks on the ground or the toilet seat up or, you know, wet towels on the bed, right? So those are all other potential tolerations. And let's see here. Okay, so let's go to category number 7. Number 7, I'm going to just label this category bigger tolerations. So this is something where it's not going to, you know, many of the tolerations that we've spoken to so far are things, you know, let's say the clutter in a closet, for example. You know, maybe it takes me an hour. Depends on how much clutter there really is in the closet. Maybe it takes me 3 hours. Maybe it only takes me 30 minutes to get handled. Or let's take changing a light bulb. I'm thinking one of the times where I did not end up changing the light bulb on our front porch for several weeks. And every time I'd come home at night, of course, that would be an annoyance, right? Until we finally just, you know, get that toleration handled. But how long does it really take to change a light bulb? And what, maybe 5 minutes max, right? So a lot of tolerations are going to be just really short, might be just making a phone call, doing a change of address or something, you know, very quick. But then there's this category, number 7, the bigger toleration. So this is, maybe it's losing the last maybe 10, 20, 30 pounds. That could be a toleration. having cramped office space. That office I was told you about that was kind of cold and chilly was also really small. So I felt like I was really boxed in. That was also another toleration. Not having covered parking. That was a toleration for me at the time. I now have covered parking. Very exciting about that. Another toleration. These are all tolerations from a previous place I used to live, which is not big enough closet space. So just really being cramped in terms of what I had to work with there. Another big toleration might be a storage unit that needs organization. So that's another big one. And here's another one. Say maybe a boss or a coworker relationship where, you know, it might not be a matter of having one conversation, but it might really need to be addressed over time. But if we're honest, you know, it really is anytime you think about that relationship, it ends up being an energy drain. Another example of a bigger one could be a chronic injury. Several years ago, I had pulled my hip actually doing yoga, and so there was a lot of pain that went along with it. It was just kind of an ongoing nuisance, you know, having that hip not fully injured or not fully healed, right? And I know that there's at least one or maybe a couple of you here on the line that maybe you've got one of those, right? So, you know, that's something also that we can address. And then number eight, here's another big category, and that is habits, right? So habits. You know, what habits are you tolerating? And here I'm mostly referring to the ones related to yourself, not the ones related to your relationships. That's the relationship category. But maybe you notice a habit around caffeine or watching too much television or oversleeping or staying up too late or indulging in negative thoughts or being lazy. So these are all different categories. Maybe this one is saying like or you know or too much, too many filler words. I think I've come a long way on that one. That used to be one of my tolerations as well, is saying too many filler words. If you start speaking a whole lot and being really mindful of it and having people that keep reminding you of it, you can ultimately transcend that habit and that toleration. So those are the eight big categories. And I'll make just a couple other notes here. Here's how we want to approach tolerations. First off, we want to get a master list of what they all are, whether we use a worksheet or just a couple sheets of paper to just name them out. We might even want to go around our house and just look for them all so they all get named and captured, right? So that's really the first step, is getting them all listed. And also, it's one of the first steps in freeing up your energy. Just by having all of the tolerations out of your head and onto paper, knowing that when you have the time dedicated to work on clearing tolerations, that you've got a place to go and they're taken care of and handled. Anytime I've been traveling for a while and haven't really been doing a regular to-do list, or there can be a time when tolerations start occurring, I'll make a point of really sitting down and just doing the brain dump and getting all of the tolerations out of my head and onto paper. So that's the first step to freeing up energy. And then here's the next step is, now, of course, we've got this, you know, we might even have a big long list. I was adding up my tolerations before the call, and I had made a couple lists right after I moved. Another good time to do a tolerations list is after you've moved, because there's all kinds of little things that aren't done yet, right? So, made a master list. Right now there's about 40 still on my list, and it was longer, actually. So, but just knowing that it's all in one place is going to do a lot. Second thing is now we don't want to make ourselves overwhelmed and saying, oh my gosh, I need to get these all done by tomorrow. Tomorrow noon, done. No. We want to hone in, and I kind of recommend anywhere from, depending on what your tolerations are, is to hone on anywhere between maybe say one and five a week. If you've got a lot of time in your schedule, you might be able to knock out 5 to 10 in a week. But as just a rule of thumb, if you can make it a habit or ritual to be mindful of, okay, what are, you know, 1 to 5 tolerations that I can knock out right away or sometime over the course of the week? Again, we talked about the compounding effect of choice, where the compounding effect of eliminating 1 to 5 tolerations a week over the course of a year, can you imagine how much energy gets freed up? This is where it's going. And this is where, with clients that I've worked with, get so excited after a year of playing with this concept of just how, that, you know, they really start feeling the freedom of energy because all these little things have gotten handled and they're not hanging out in their subconscious like they were before. Here's another thing as you're looking at your master list is to look and see, you know, is there one toleration that will clean up many? So I was saying a few things like the closets, the cold office, the small cramped place. I didn't mention that there was also a barking dog that was right in the neighborhood, not covered parking. Well, moving was a really good way to clear up a lot of, well, all of those tolerations, you know, depending on where I moved, right? Sometimes, of course, it's not convenient to do that, so there might be other strategies. But really look and see, you know, is there one that could really handle maybe more than one toleration simultaneously? So that's something to note. And the other thing I recommend with your list, and that is to find something small that could be handled quickly, but you've been putting off. So I love for people to experience sort of immediate gratification and to kind of get a feeling for how good it feels to get some of these tolerations knocked out. So when I open the lines here in a minute or so, and we take commitments from you about which tolerations you're going to get handled, really look at that. You know, are you going to go for like a one big one that you're going to just totally knock out, or something easy that is quick and easy, but, you know, you have been putting it off and, you know, you just want to get it handled, kind of free things up. Procrastination is a big breeding ground for tolerations to spread. So you'll soon find as you get in the habit of identifying tolerations that even as soon as one pops up, that instead of waiting around for, what, 2 weeks to get something handled, that just you jump right on it, right? So it could be a toleration that after you do laundry, they, you know, all the clothes sit in the hamper for a while. Well, one way to avoid that toleration is as soon as the dryer's done, pull everything out, pop them on the bed, and just get all the clothes folded and put away before you really even have a chance to waste any energy on it. Okay. Well, and I'll say one other thing on a toleration. This kind of relates to the toleration that's around unfinished projects or tasks. Occasionally, a goal that you haven't been acting on may become a toleration. I've been getting ready to launch a new program called Ultimate Impact, and for actually several weeks, getting the sales copy written for that was a huge toleration because, you know, I'd wanted to have it done by now, and it wasn't done, and I wasn't having the time. And so sometimes a project like that can turn into a toleration. In general, we're more, just the concept of tolerations is less about, you know, what projects you're not, your projects you're procrastinating on or goals that you're not realizing, but more of just these little kind of tasky energy drain type things. Okay, so that is sort of my little spiel about tolerations. And I'm going to just open up the lines here. First off, if there's any questions about tolerations, if there's any comments, or if you're ready to dive in and share a commitment that you would be up for, toleration that you are ready to get handled.
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I have a comment. I haven't quite thought of what my commitment's going to be, but I just wanted to share something.
Okay.
When it comes to dishes, I practice, what is it I call it? No trace cleaning up.
Mm.
It's kind of like no trace camping, where when you finish camping, you leave your campsite as clean and as untouched as it was before or better.
Yep, yep.
So what I try to practice when it comes to cleaning up dishes is, if I am putting away dishes after a meal, I will put away, you know, whatever I used, plus I'll put away something else that somebody else used as well.
Ah, okay.
And if you think about it, you don't have to do it all, but if everybody practices this...
Right, then everything is very, very orderly.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a nice little habit to avoid the toleration of dishes in the sink and kind of, right, because you could do the opposite, right, just leaving, you know, doing all the dishes except for like one fork and one glass, right, and then the next time it's, you know, if only one or two things is not done, then of course that can compound too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And you can apply this in many different areas of life other than dishes.
Yep, yep. So
you
true.
Know, you were
so
talking
true.
About tidying up. Well, if you know, for example, one of my tolerations is clutter on my desk.
Yep.
Now, if at the end of a day, if I put away everything that I use, plus just a little bit more over a period of a week, this clutter will disappear.
Yep, that's a nice strategy. Totally nice. Well, and that's ultimately one of the keys is how do we avoid the tolerations from occurring to begin with, which means either we're handling them real time or, like you, kind of staying one step ahead and kind of creating habits that everything has its place and there's a place for everything.
Sustainable solutions.
That's right. Good, good, good. Well, great. Thanks for sharing that.
Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Cindy. Hi.
Hey, Cindy.
I have two tolerations. I'm sure I have a lot more, but two I'll share. One is shredding. Like whenever I open my mail, I'll just throw everything in the pile that I want to shred instead of just shredding it.
Okay.
At that moment. So then all of a sudden I have this huge stack of shredding that takes me an hour to shred other than just doing it, you know, a minute a day.
Right.
And, my second tolerance is literally about 25 years ago. I bought these four pictures to do their needlepoint pictures.
Yep.
And they were winter, summer, spring, and fall. And I've done all three of them except for the fall one. And I have the other three hanging on my wall. And the fall one is like half finished, and it's like sitting like in the open in my office as a reminder for me to finish it, because I really want to finish it. And even when Amy came over to my house this weekend, she's like, Mom, are you ever going to finish that thing? Because it's like she's been watching me with this last little fall thing for the past probably over 20 years of just it, working on it maybe once a year instead of just taking... It would probably take you less than 3 or 4 days of working on it to finish it.
Mm, okay, so am I hearing a commitment to get this handled between now and when we
yes.
talk next?
Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. Great
and
example.
Maybe you'll tell on me if I don't know.
and we'll get on you otherwise. Right, and that's, you know, one of the big things with tolerations. Mostly it's just about doing it, knocking it out. You know, we can get all caught up, you know, doing other things in life and thinking that they're insignificant, but when they're all there accumulated, it represents a lot of energy in our lives. And, well, I'll tell you, so much better to be, well, I find it a little bit more peaceful to be toleration-free. Who else would be willing to share a couple tolerations that you're committed to handling?
This is Amy. I'll share one.
Yeah.
I recently moved as well, and almost all of mine and my husband's clothes are in boxes and containers and, you know, suitcases. I just haven't put my closet together yet.
Yep.
So I've been avoiding my bedroom because I just don't want to look at it.
Okay. And and how long have you been living in your new place?
About 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I will get that done. It's only going to take me maybe 2 hours max, so I just need to do it.
Okay. Good, good, good. That'll be a good one. And do you have a second one?
I haven't narrowed it down yet. Maybe dishes. I want to have all the dishes done every night before I go to bed.
Okay.
I feel better when I wake up and my kitchen is clean.
Okay, good. Yeah, amen on that. Love it. Who else?
Mary, I have to tell Amy something on this just because you said it over the weekend. Amy said, I need to do it or I'm going to do it or something like that. But, Amy, you get to do it.
Yes. You get to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been telling each other that all weekend ever since you said that. We get to do things. Yay, we get to do it.
Yes, a nice perspective shift from need or have to or should.
It is, because I know Amy and I both have bad habits of saying the should or have to or need. So every time one of us says that word, we tell them, I get to do it.
Yeah. Thank you for that reminder.
You're welcome.
Nice. Who else? One or two tolerations that you are ready to handle.
Mary, this is Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
All right, well, I guess I'll say one that I just recently sort of tackled because I have I'm moving forward in my career now, and I've had a big problem with sort of falling into the mindless TV sort of thing. And I guess this has sort of been the impetus or what allowed me to sort of tackle that. And that combined with getting up early, which I've had a hard time dealing with, and I've tolerated it.
Yeah.
I guess to say it. So really, in the last few days, I mean, between the abstinence on the TV and waking up early, it's like I have another 5 days per day of time. And it's an amazing feeling to just have all that time to sort of devote to things you want to do now. So that's something I tackled, you know, actually this week.
Right, right. And boy, those are both two, I would put those in the bigger tolerations category for sure. So, you know, congratulations that you've jumped on that one. So thanks for declaring that.
Sure, thanks. Big one.
Yeah. And is there another one that you were going to handle?
Well, there's one I did handle as well. I guess I got to find some new ones to work on, but I've had a hernia for a while, and I got that operated on last week.
Mm. Boy, there's another example of a big toleration, right? Having some kind of a health challenge that needs surgery or real medical attention, and yay.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it sort of got like I was tolerating it, but it got worse and worse, and I was almost getting used to it, and I said, you know, this is something I have to sort of do.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, once it's done, you're like, I can't believe I lived that way for as long as I did. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, and that kind of points to this idea of homeostasis, which is, you know, we get in this comfort zone of, yeah, this is, you know, it's okay with the way it is, or maybe a certain amount of clutter, or, you know, in your case, you know, a health issue that, oh, it's not that bad, right? Or weight. Being, you know, wherever it is, we get this homeostasis, but when we can really acknowledge it as, you know, we need to get this handled because it would free up a ton of energy, that's a good thing.
You know, I found that probably the biggest reason those things happen, at least in my life, is that it usually happens slowly over a very slow period of time, so you don't, you know, you're less aware to it than if it's something that happened immediately. You know, like, let's say, I don't know, you broke your leg. Obviously, that happens immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But something happens slowly over time. You sort of don't realize it's happening.
Yep, that's so true. So true. So who else would be willing to share toleration you're committed to handling?
Yeah, I'll speak one quickly just for accountability.
Okay, good.
Tiny, but I've been tolerating it. It's a financial, a regular financial transaction. I just want to get it automated so I don't have to think about it every week.
Mm.
I'm going to get that handled by the end of the week before next Monday.
Great. That's a good one.
Yeah.
automated, whether it's bills or savings or, of course, another one of those big ones could be debt, you know, and really just, I mean, how good does it feel to obviously get that handled? Love it. Well, and let's just check in here. If there's any questions around a toleration, it's like about handling some of these. I mean, obviously, you know, clutter. Okay, great. You know, we get something organized. We can always, you know, hire a professional organizer. Finishing projects. I mean, some of these are really obvious. Is there anything on your list that's a toleration that you're not really clear on how we can handle this? I'll give an example that came from a previous boot camp. This one was, one of the gals said she had woodpeckers outside her window. And so every time the woodpeckers would do their little thing, you know, knock, 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 you know, the knocking sound, it would drive her crazy, right? She'd be in resistance to that. It was annoying. Well, okay, you know, we look at, well, what are our options, right? I can go out and, like, shoot woodpeckers? Maybe not. So one way that you can address a toleration can be in a perspective shift. And I think what she did is she decided to shift the woodpeckers into being something nurturing and supportive. And so every time she would hear it, it would be kind of a reminder of being in nature and the fact that she had wanted to move from Northern California to Colorado. It was just a great affirmation or reminder of that. And just one other example of that is, I remember years ago, living in an apartment and having neighbors that lived above me. And, you know, at one level it was, oh, it's a kind of a toleration every time I hear somebody walking around upstairs. Until I shifted the perspective and it became around just feeling that there was, you know, someone watching out over above me. It had me feel connected. And, just a reminder, maybe not necessarily that it was my neighbor that was looking out over me, but that there was a force or presence that was there with me. And so instead, I found comfort in it and, you know, warm feeling. So that's another way to get creative around some of those tolerations that might seem like, well, you know, I can't move, or, you know, I can't really ask my neighbor to move out, or, you know, the creaking's not going to stop on its own. There's some examples there.
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something here. You know, I was given a list at one point a few years ago of potential areas that might be considered tolerations.
Mm-hmm.
And as I worked on this list, I thought, you know what? There are some things that certain people will consider a toleration and others not.
Right.
And we also have to be careful not to go out and start looking for things that might be that could start to bother us.
You know, right.
For example, in the case of the light bulb, a light bulb that's burnt out, well, you know, fine, it might be, in your case, it was bothering you. But in somebody else's case, you know, it might not bother them at all. It might be a light bulb all the way at the other end of the property or whatever, and they never go there, and it's not a toleration. And so you have to be careful not to start looking for things that can become tolerations.
Right, right. You know what? And I think it's an interesting edge to play with, because you're absolutely right in that if something's not you know, really honestly bothering you. I'm thinking that there's a little teeny weeny, like a pebble that had hit my windshield on my car. And, you know, honestly for me to go and, I don't know, you know, what it would be to get that fixed, it doesn't bother me. You know, I see it. It's just, it's small. It's insignificant. It's, yeah, you know, I have to like stretch for an example of something that, okay, well, yeah, I could fix it, but it's not a big deal. So that's an example of one that for me doesn't bug me. But at the same time, we also want to make sure that we're being really honest with ourselves, that I'm thinking of somebody that has a lot of clutter in their home. and they could say, oh, well, but the clutter doesn't bother me. Well, you know, if they're really, really honest, would their life, you know, what would be available to them if that clutter was all handled? You know, are they being honest with themselves and saying, no, it doesn't really bother me? So we want to kind of be brutally honest at what really is bugging you and draining your energy. And, you know, and I'm with you too, that we don't need to create more suffering for ourselves by identifying them. And I'll say this too, that it's not, as we name this list, you know, the idea isn't to see how quickly you can get everything done off of your list. Really, the idea is now that it's first out of your head, it's here and available for you to access and slowly kind of chip away at. But this list is not meant here for your suffering. So if looking at the list brings you suffering, then that's not the intention here. It's really about just being a placeholder so that you can begin to kind of get these knocked out one by one. I did make a goal one time. Actually, it was when I was attending Landmark Forum, was a goal over, I think it was over about 90 days, that I wanted to be toleration free. So I really did kind of set a mission to, you know, all these things that some had been on my list for years that I really wanted to get done, but just really hadn't made a priority. And I did make it a 90-day mission to just knock everything out on the list. And I think I got pretty close. I don't know if I get 100%, but pretty close. Good. So we're going to bring this to a close. I'm just going to pull one comment here from our forum. Somebody made a comment earlier about resistance and them saying that really what they've been doing is just noticing where it shows up in their body and breathing through it, and then looking for the seed of opportunity to transform it. So a nice little comment there. And let's just do a little quick check out, about, you know, what's something of value that you're taking from today's call?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Well, the obvious one is the 8 categories of tolerations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have a question about that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Did you specify these in a particular order?
You know what? I don't think they really need to be in any particular order. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if there were some that typically have a greater impact on people's lives than others.
You know, I think here is really where it's personal. It's really,
yeah.
You know, where are you feeling kind of the most, it's capturing the most attention. Like shortly after I moved into our place here, by about Thursday, the toleration that was most prevalent were the piles in my office. The ones out in the living room, you know, weren't affecting me. The ones in my office were. So, I finally jumped on that one, actually, I think that day. Yeah, so it's really
good to prioritize the list once you've created it.
Yeah, and I would even say just focus in on the very next ones. Just, you know, 1 to 5, start, you know, if you've got a list of, could be a list of 25, or if there's a list of 40, start the top 1 to 5. And don't worry about the rest. Don't worry about getting them all in some kind of big numerical order. Each time you're going to just want to kind of live out of the moment and see what you're called to next. Which actually will tie in really well with our next call, and our topic is spirit versus ego. So kind of a fun way to actually play with tolerations is allowing your own inner guidance to call you to the next indicated action. But that'll be our focus topic. And let's just do a little quick checkout. What are you taking of value from today's call?
This is Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
As frequently, I'm taking today accountability.
Mm.
I love the reminding me of the whole tolerations conversation, but the opportunity to commit to clearing a toleration and sharing it inside of a group to hold me accountable. That's really what I'm grateful for and taking from today.
Mm. Nice. And that is definitely one of the big intentions of our space here in the Momentum Forum.
Taking advantage of it.
Good, good, good. Who else? What are you taking of value from today's call?
This is Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
I think just like the first five of the smaller tolerances are things that I actually have taken good care to eliminate in my life, like a lot of them. And I think just the fact that you mentioned them, I wasn't even really aware of it, so that sort of to the awareness, which I think is really powerful.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just saying, instead of not noticing it, I think it's powerful to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Really, really good. And knowing that, you know, even just knowing that all of these things are handled sort of frees up time and energy to go and pursue, you know, your higher purpose and bigger activities. I know I've had a couple clients, one in particular who's working on, you know, she's a newer coach and wanting to embrace more of that. And for her, it's really handling all these boxes and the garage and office and really kind of getting that all cleared out so that she can free up the energy to really be available for her next business and career. So excellent. Well, with that, let's we'll just bring today's call to a close, and we'll look forward to reconvening. As always, your comments are welcome in the forum, and we'll talk to you all in 2 weeks.
Thank you very
looking
much,
forward
Mary.
To it.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.